What's kind of the vibe in here coming off the bye week? Where you guys sit and what you guys have?
Oh man, it's good vibe. You know, we all happy. We all, ready to get back out there and play some football. You know, just ready to go out there and play back in the ball.
What gives you optimism about kind of a tough road stretch ahead here?
Just go out there, man. Just play. I mean, just don't think about anything. Just go out there and play ball and just play hard.
You guys struggled a little bit coming out of the bye last year. Is there any change?
Last year. When we think about that, it's a whole new year. We just going to play ball, continue to play ball, play with a chip over our shoulders, and see what it takes us from there.
Defense accomplished a lot in the first half. You think you got more in that well? I mean, in other words, do you think you guys hit your peak yet?
I mean, no. We don't believe we hit our peak. We still have a lot of football left. We continue to play ball and continue to play defense and Vikings defense and try to get more turnovers, establish ourselves more in the run game, try to start the run more, and like I said, get more turnovers.
People are starting to recognize the Vikings defense as one of the elite defenses. Is that a nice thing of pride for you?
Towards the end of the year, we can say that when it's week 17 and the season is over and we in the playoffs and we're going for the Super Bowl. That's when we can say we're elite defense. Right now, we're just still out there trying to establish ourselves.
From your perspective, what makes Cousins so effective?
He's accurate. He's very accurate in his throws. He had a lot of threats, with his tight ends and receivers. Crowder, and the two good tight ends he had. Chris T coming out of the backfield. He's a receiver himself. You just got to be a tight cover for those guys. Make them make tough throws. Make them make hard decisions. And get on his feet. Make them be nervous in the pocket. Rush him. And just what we've been doing all year. What we've been doing all year is just being aggressive. Just being aggressive, make quarterback make tough throws, and try to get turnovers.
Between Dotson and Pryor and Crowder, seems like a different guy every week is their top guy. How do you guys plan for that or game plan for that when there seems to be kind of a lot of change there?
We play what we see. Different receivers, different techniques. Everyone's not the same in the league. One week you're facing one big and fast. You just got to prepare yourself, watch them, and critique them, and know their tendencies, and go from there.
Have you seen Trey Waynes improve from year 2 to 3?
What's the question?
Have you seen Trey Waynes improve from year 2 to 3?
Confidence, actually. Confidence. He's going up there, turning his head around, getting to the ball. Actually, he's doing well in the run. Trey Waynes is coming out and making tackles. I always told Trey when he first got here, you're too small. I don't think you're going to ever come up and make a tackle, which he proved me wrong on that, because this year he's coming down and he's showing a lot of heart in that aspect of his game. And definitely, turning around, getting to the ball. I told each game, I tell Trey, man, make them change their mind when they ever throw back to throwing your way, and he's starting to do that.
Is there quite a bit of excitement, optimism for what this year could hold for you guys? Are you guys starting to feel like that, or is it too early to think
about? Too early.
Yeah.